Are you ready? Huh? Are you ready? What are you ready for?
Oh, I'm ready for
the good. Yeah. Well, let's see what Jesus had to say in Mark's Gospel, chapter 13. In your bulletin, it says, oh no, Phil did put it in there. The lectionary, the way the lectionary reads, and different translations of the Bible are different paragraphs. The original manuscripts didn't have paragraphs. They didn't have punctuation. So with some of the translators, I think in the lectionary, it starts at verse 23. But the way my Bible is laid out, it, I go back and start at 21. Red letter edition. Hear God's word. And then if anyone tells you, look, here is the Messiah, or there he is, don't pay any attention. For false messiahs and false prophets will rise up and perform miracles, signs, and wonders so as to deceive, if possible, even God's chosen ones. Watch out. I have warned you. At that time, after those horrible days end, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Then everyone will see the Son of Man arrive in the clouds with great power and glory, and he will send forth his angels to gather together his chosen ones from all over the world, from the farthest ends of the earth and heaven. Now, learn a lesson of the fig tree. When its buds become tender and its leaves begin to sprout, you know without being told that summer is near. Just so, when you see the events I've described beginning to happen, you can be sure that this return is very near, even at the door. I assure you, this generation will not pass from the scene until all these events have taken place. Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will remain forever. However, no one knows the day or the hour when these things will happen, not even the angels in heaven or the Son himself. Only the Father knows. And since you don't know when they will happen, stay alert and keep watch. The coming of the Son of Man can be compared with a man who had left his home to go about the work that they were to do. And he told the gatekeeper to watch for his return. So keep a sharp lookout, for you do not know when the homeowner will return. At evening, midnight, early dawn, or late daybreak, don't let him find you sleeping when he arrives without warning. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch for his return. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Those red letters indicate that those are the words that are attributed to Jesus. The disciples at that day and time were perplexed of things that was going on and what was about to happen. And Jesus was giving the disciples the hope that we all have now because we have history on our side, because the Lord is going to be returning soon. And when you see all these signs and all these things happening together, another part of Scripture says, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, and Luke 21, and in Mark 13, very similar thing. John's Gospel don't have it, but Jesus gave John the stuff to write down. Remember the book that John wrote? The book of Revelation, the revelation of Christ. So we have trials and tribulations in this world. We have things going on, wars, rumors of war. But those of us who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and let his Holy Spirit minister to us, we have hope. Something that no other religion in the world has, because we're not a religion. We're a relationship with the living God through Christ.